You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's South Park After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's South Park After Show.
Welcome, everybody.
I miss when that dude used to say our names.
Yeah, that was nice.
You guys get this Bing money, and all of a sudden you're too good for host names?
Well, it's better when we say it.
Are you paying them because no one's used their shitty service? Except for porn.
Bing is great. Bing is good.
Bing is for doing.
All hail Bing.
Well, Bing is for doing, and we are here doing another South Park After Show. And we did convince...
Wait, is that actually their slogan?
I have no idea.
Yeah, because it totally is.
Bing is for doing it to yourself. As I elaborated on last week, it's the best search engine for pornography there is.
Interesting. Wait, that's a really good new slogan. Bing is for doing it to yourself?
All right, let me...
Bing is for jerking.
Well, since we didn't get our names out, allow me to introduce... The crew is back, for those of you who've been with us last season. And so, I am Phil Svitek. Next to me, we have...
The beautiful Jack Wuss.
And talented as well.
And across from me, I have...
The lovely John Barrett.
Oh,
And next to me is...
The... Michelle...
Macedo.
Yeah.
All right. Glad we got them last
week. Think of an adjective.
And in the booth, we have Jericho making us look good and sound good. How are you, Jericho?
I'm good.
We found out a lot of stuff about Jericho last episode.
We did. Jericho's pretty cool.
Oh, no. They involved you. They took it out on you.
That's right. Well, we'll find out some more, hopefully. So this episode called Cash for Gold, quite funny. Before we get to that aspect of it, let's talk about old people gifts.
Let's do that.
Okay,
let's
does anyone it. Here have any grandparents that...
Well, are we supposed to recap the show or something? I'm just following your bullshit rules.
Well,
that's
we are
true.
It is
bullshit.
All right, so we're recapping the sense that in this episode...
So Stan's grandfather...
Gave him a shitty gift.
How many shitty gifts have you guys gotten from your grandparents?
My grandparents, since I've turned like 10, have been on the straight cash gift train, which is the right train to be on.
That is the right train to be on.
See, my grandparents have been the same way. Both my mom's and dad's side. Grandparents on my dad's side actually gave me stock a few years ago, and at the time it was pretty much worthless, and now it's fucking awesome.
Yeah,
so thank them for that.
The last gift I got from my grandmother was $1,000 in Eli Lilly stock.
Was this a comment on Alzheimer's then? Because Stan's grandfather had Alzheimer's.
Or dementia, yeah. Possibly.
But, that $1,000 in Eli Lilly stock is worth like $600 now. So.
Okay, mine was the other way. It was WellPoint. It was given to me. It was next worthless. But since healthcare hasn't passed yet, it's doing real well.
Interesting.
It should probably sell soon.
Yeah, no. No.
Yeah, Lily.
I just got shitty
coastal
presents.
People problems, am I right?
Right.
Look at us with our stocks. I'm going to go into a shareholders meeting. One stock, please.
Oh, wow.
My Eli Lilly stock went to the shitter once.
John, you look like a guy.
Once Prozac went generic. Once they could sell generic Prozac.
John, yeah. You look like someone who will wear a bolo tie, by the way.
Yeah.
Just like
wait, you do. Did all of you know what that was?
Yes.
Bolo tie, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't you?
No.
Have right, you for, not for been you, to Texas?
For those of you who don't know,
I don't know what it's called.
Michelle is an American Indian, but not in a cool cowboys and aliens kind of way.
You mean cowboys and Indians?
No, cowboys and aliens.
Okay.
You know the movie with Olivia Wilde?
Yeah, exactly. Because cowboys team up with Indians in order to take on the aliens.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. So that's at least
Michelle's
a little less
Michelle's,
offensive.
Michelle's
but not
the
really.
Kind of Indian that was featured in tonight's show.
Dirty. And in a sweatshop.
There's coming out of your. That's coming out of your mouth.
I walked right into that one.
How accurate was that?
Was what?
The sweatshop.
Was that?
I imagine that's what your elementary school looked like.
I went to elementary school right here in America.
But you've been to India, so how?
Many times, you know, the raining in the cab, that was really accurate. I think it was referring to monsoon season, which means that it rains and everyone's being dirty.
When does one jai ho?
At the end of Slumdog Millionaire.
Okay.
That's when one jai ho.
So Stan goes to his grandfather, and was it the sunset?
The
Looming Sunset.
Yes, Looming Sunset.
With
which
balls.
Is a fantastic name. For
it really is.
That's really, really good.
It really is. All of them are named something really weird or something really creepy.
Exactly. It's like Bedside Manor or Downton Abbey.
Downton Abbey. I love that show.
Thank you.
In The Simpsons, it's just the Springfield Retirement Castle, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I blew a chance to have a really good Simpsons-style. That's a joke The Simpsons would make.
It is,
but they didn't
because they love their fun titles.
Yeah,
but that was from the early. That was from the early. Yeah,
that's like the
Simpsons.
First episode. Yeah, they established where he's living.
Yeah, John and I are also huge Simpsons nerds. In addition to being South Park nerds.
Yeah,
I mean, those two shows pretty much raised us.
Yeah, so if you want to call in at 424-256-1729.
That's it.
No.
That's this one. Call in and test our knowledge of The Simpsons, but like
I
later.
Actually know
call
a
in
lot
and
about
John
Simpsons
and I
too.
Will sing the monorail song together.
You know what? You know what? I will test your knowledge.
Monorail.
I feel like Michelle might be the only one to get this. What was Carmen's equation on tonight's episode for old people and buying jewelry?
Oh, I was going to write it down, but then I was like, hell's nah.
I think it's cash for gold, guys.
GCFS. With the two underneath, so it's not the exponential one, but it's underneath.
So divided by two.
No, it's not. The it's like
sub
whatever.
Two. Okay.
What's it? What's it?
And then, sub two.
And then that it goes into PUCJ, and then C and J have the two underneath, plus CB in parentheses SN divided by D1.
Wait, but tell us what it stands for.
I don't know. I totally forgot
that. Old people that, whatever. Anyway, it's like.
So he gets the shitty tie.
He gets the shitty tie.
Gay
That's
ass,
how it starts
gay
out.
Fucking tie to yeah. Bo Cartman and Stan's grandfather later.
So what do you guys think of bolo ties? How do you spell that? I don't get it.
B-O-L-O.
Why bolo. Is it called that? That's so weird.
It's a Texan thing.
It's just
it's
okay.
Absolutely Texan. My Texan
okay, yeah,
grandfather
Cowboys,
always wore them.
Yeah, okay.
Texas.
That's really weird.
So he gets the.
So how much are one of those actually worth?
Like, you know, $20.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's buying from the Home Shopping Network. Not exactly the most.
Yeah. Have you guys done that?
No.
No, I've never have. Have you ever bought something from the Home Shopping
No,
Network?
But one time I called 1-800 Psychics when I was like 10 and had like and lied to them about everything and then had like a $2,000 phone bill.
Wow.
And we almost went to court.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like if there was any chance of me buying from the Home Shopping Network, it just went out the door because of this episode.
Probably. I mean,
that's a good thing.
We're not 80, and we know how to use things like the internet or our legs to go to a store.
I'm lost on.
I actually don't know that part.
How to use your
Which
legs?
One?
Yeah.
For those of you who can't see, John is a quadriplegic.
That's right. I have neither arms nor legs.
Yep. It's just a big old mountain man torso.
That's right.
Yeah. Just flannel.
I say, yeah, the audio gag of I'm lost on the freeway was pretty
That
brilliant.
Was amazing. I thought that was really, really accurate.
And if I had a dollar for every time I've had to call the Home Shopping Network while lost on the freeway,
yeah.
I would have no dollars.
Or to call them to tell them to go kill themselves.
That, however. Yeah.
Sometimes I do, you know what, I actually do want to do that. I want to tell
them. Do you
them
think
to go
anyone has
themselves.
Done that?
Called
the Home Shopping Network to say, yeah, you should you kill yourself, just yeah. like, I don't
Not unless they're just like. Just
I feel like a Michael
psycho.
Moore would do it. You know?
You feel like who?
I think,
a Michael Moore would
I
do it.
I think people are going to do that a lot
now.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
I think Home Shopping Network is going to just be pissed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're
going to be inundated with kids calling and be like, you should kill yourself.
Let's hope so. Mm. Maybe one of us should do it.
But I love how he also gave him a price for it. All right.
You want me to do it? Give me $2.7 million.
All right. I'm willing
but
to go down.
But then it keeps lowering.
He's always a showman.
Lowering.
That's right.
Keeps lowering.
It's always on.
So, speaking of the whole cash for gold and like the sign guys and all that.
Yeah, those are everywhere.
It's, you know, we all live in Los Angeles. In pretty much every metro area, it's like this. It's just crazy. You see
breakdancing. I mean,
particularly in LA, like you see the sign guys everywhere for yeah. every business.
Oh yeah.
And they're dancing with them and they're fucking miserable outside and they hate their lives.
So, because they're all actors that want to
yeah, totally.
Better. Do you guys actually know that I learned this on the Starline Hollywood tour.
Oh yeah, what?
That Brad Pitt in 1988 put on a giant chicken
yes.
suit and danced outside in El Pollo Loco in Hollywood.
Yes, because he worked there. If I knew, now I'm going to make out with every guy in a chicken suit because he might look like Brad Pitt.
Exactly.
But you won't know until you take the chicken suit off.
Who says I'm going to take it off?
Nice.
yeah.
By the way, do we know yeah. how much those guys get paid?
I don't want to take the chance of him being ugly.
I mean, I imagine it's minimum wage. It's
oh, definitely.
Oh, yeah. Be.
And what is the success rate of that? Like, I mean,
so what do you mean success? They make minimum wage. That's a success.
No. What is the success? For business. Like, what's the breakdown of cost?
It's like,
Cheaper than paying for a sign.
Yeah,
probably.
I think human life is less than yeah. neon at this point.
Especially dancing with the sign.
Here's the thing: life expectancy of someone doing that, like the amount of time they're going to keep doing that before they say, "No, man, I'm worth more than this," is not very much. So you probably spend less than you would. Like, no one, I'm sure no one stays long enough to get a raise.
How long do you think someone would stay?
You can't really get tenure as the sign guy.
Oh, God. God, that would be awful.
I would say you probably get guys maybe for like 2 or 3 months. That's a guess.
Probably.
That's
before,
a long
before
time.
Before they move back to the Midwest.
Yeah,
they kill
exactly.
They, yeah. Before yeah. they kill themselves on the home shopping.
Yeah, they
network.
Probably want to kill themselves.
Pretty seriously.
Yeah.
You got it. If there are any sign guys out there, give us a call and tell us how.
And
how
we'll talk you down.
Tell us about your lives. We're there for you, man. I mean, we're there for you.
I'd like to imagine that it's like Wall Street, like broker people, dentists, sign guys in terms of careers that produce suicides. Like high suicide. Yeah.
Dentists, yeah.
Yeah, dentists are the second highest suicide rate.
Because you're a failed doctor?
I guess
because you're looking at people's mouths.
Yeah, but I mean,
I don't know.
Some people are into that.
I don't get it.
You can look it up on Bing.
That sucks. I could look it up on Bing.
Look up on everyone. Everyone, go on out there.
Hey, everyone should go Google Bing.
and then use Bing to find out exactly why it is that all dentists kill themselves.
Eventually, they all do.
You know what happened to my dentist?
Did he kill himself?
Shut the fuck up, first of all. Second of all, he grew a handlebar mustache.
And can we get the off subject warning?
Showed me a picture of Don't Do It, Jericho.
Do it.
And showed me.
Do it.
Don't.
Do it.
Don't let him do this.
She's so off subject.
And showed me a picture of a motorcycle. And then, 2 months later, everyone in the office was like, he just left with a motorcycle. He got a motorcycle and just left.
Like to marry it or on one?
On one. maybe both. But he moved. He left the state.
Yeah.
No one knows where he went.
He left the state
He's
of
no
the
longer
living.
My dentist, though. Yeah, maybe he drove it off something.
All right. Next talking point. This was quite a
talking point. Who the fuck are you, Bill O'Reilly?
Yes.
We'll do it live.
I will. Well, I mean, it was it was such a depressing episode.
That was insanely sad.
Oh, yeah.
John and I were saying this earlier. Any episode that ends with silence
and the credits
and
rolling.
Blood.
It's a really dark. It's like the Free Willsiacs episode. I'm sure you guys are loyal listeners and watch the show for years. And Free Willsiacs, was it Stan or Kyle?
I believe it was Stan.
I think it was Stan.
Yeah.
Frees a orca from SeaWorld and launches it to the moon using the Mexican space program. And the credit sequence is just a dead whale on the moon.
Oh,
credits
no.
roll over the silent image
of a
dead
whale.
Yeah. Oh my
on
God.
The moon.
It's beautiful.
How many times have they, apart from that, how many times have they done that?
They do it
a couple times, right?
You know, some regularity.
Because there's always times when
really
you could do it.
Morbid or sad.
Yeah, when something like really dark happens.
Yeah, really fucked up.
But I feel like they have to go to the full extreme because they've gone to that level where it's sad, but then they always hit the punchline and then the music comes.
Right. That's the thing. If it's not going to hit a punchline, if it's going to be like really just over the top dark, then they're just going to close on that image.
Yeah, like a jewelry carousel with brain matter.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Turning.
That's so awful.
Or, as opposed to the actual darkest moment of the series, Scott Tenorman Must Die, where they end with Cartman doing a Porky Pig.
Right.
Well, actually, with senior citizens, that is the highest suicide rate of any demographic.
Really?
Yes. The second is teenagers.
Is it suicide or nature?
Well, when they, yeah, well, they also die probably the most often. I don't know. But they kill themselves most often out of anybody.
Don't they know it gets better?
When you, because you can't get into heaven if you killed yourself.
Exactly. Yeah. John's a Catholic. He'll tell you all
I guess
it.
They don't care anymore at that point, or they don't remember.
No, well, it sucks. Why? You've already gone through so much crap to get to that point. Why do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, especially old people now. It's nothing but like World War II and Vietnam and Korea.
Not for long. Not for long.
Not for long.
Oh, God.
In a couple years.
Oh, no.
And in a couple years, it's going to be people who are too young for Vietnam and too old for Grenada. So.
Yep.
Well, what are we going to do if we don't get shitty jewelry?
They suffered through the 80s. That's enough, right?
Yeah. They probably did a lot of blow.
Yeah.
Spent their parents' money. You know, because I can talk about that. Because our generation...
Yeah, our generation hates cocaine and spending our parents' money.
Exactly.
Totally.
If there's one thing the millennials are good at, it's being
not doing
fine,
cocaine and not spending their parents'
fine
money.
Fine, upstanding citizens who can do things like arrest Joseph Kony or with only a click of the mouse.
Wait, did you see what happened to that guy that was masturbating?
Yeah, everyone saw that.
Most of Metro San Diego saw that in person.
I know. That's amazing.
By the way, I loved the day after when I think it went up on Reddit. Someone put up a picture of Carl Weathers in a very similar pose.
All right, I'll let this be the last thought before we go to commercial.
All right. Carl Weathers was in a very similar pose, and he said, "This man is my hero." And all the people who saw Joseph Kony on Facebook were like, "Oh, you're a monster." Until someone's like, "No, that's Carl Weathers from Predator." And with that, we go to commercial.
After Buzz TV.
Hi, I was once like you, a lazy, angry loner whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net. And like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzzTV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds, like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzzTV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast and crew from each series, with over 60 different after-shows, from Boardwalk Empire to American Idol to Vampire Diaries to Real Housewives and more. Now, after a night of TV, I can ignore my stupid coworkers, who I hate, and go straight to my desk and watch or listen to all my favorite AfterBuzz TV after shows and have all the TV fan interaction I need. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about?
What was it? All right.
Yeah, you guys need some real fucking commercials.
I mean, you know, I hate that guy's coworkers too, you know?
That's right.
Exactly.
Yeah, who likes water coolers, right, guys?
Yeah,
that's
screw
right. By the way, speaking of awesome coworkers, people on Dancing with the Stars. You know who's also on Dancing with the Stars? John Barrett.
Jaleel White.
Is it this lady who's on this book right here?
I refuse to watch that show because my girl Kristen got voted off like second week last season, and she was totally a better dancer than Fat Bono.
Okay, so what I hear is that it's not really about the dancing, it's just about...
I know, it's about the controversy.
Right.
Yeah. Hence why, which Palin was it? Cedar or...
Woodchuck Palin.
Yeah, Woodchuck Palin. Woodchuck Palin lasted for so long.
What? Isn't that the girl who has the actual human name? Wasn't it like Brittany Palin or Bridget Palin or something?
Bristol, yeah.
That's almost a human name.
Sure, you're way too nice to
that's both. Not really a human
name. I'm going to blame you on this show for letting everyone get off hand.
Who?
Sherika.
Yeah, oh,
no,
God.
Phil, we were just leading up
poor
to...
Philly.
Maria Menounos, guys. She's on Dancing with the Stars.
And she's dancing.
And you know what? I bet if you read this book... You could get on Dancing with the Stars.
You could.
I think she tells you how.
Yeah, this book teaches you how to be a beautiful Greek girl who's also great at interviewing people.
I keep reading it and reading it and reading it and waiting to turn into that.
It doesn't make
you
any prettier.
It doesn't, but...
It's because you have to read it from a mirror.
Oh.
Yeah, you have to hold it like this in the mirror.
Oh
and
my God,
backwards.
Why didn't you tell me that?
Sorry.
I mean, it's how
it's
Americans
on page
read.
One. It's on page one.
Yeah, it's like right there. You also have to be eating a gyro the whole time.
Yeah. Let's say, but speaking of Dancing with the Stars.
A gyro.
What's her face? Who does this? Maria Menounos. She is a fantastic human being who we all love.
Team Menounos.
Team Menounos. And
enough,
America.
Baby.
Team Menup. Sorry.
Menup, right. Because she's with
the longer she stays on the longer she stays on Dancing with the Stars, the longer we keep doing this.
So
keep talking about how she's on Dancing with the Stars.
No. Yeah.
Vote all right, Jericho, take us to predictions. Okay. And not about Dancing with the Stars. This is about South Park.
Now, you're after Buzz TV predictions.
I predict that South Park will totally iCloud sync with Jack Waz. And hopefully make that joke about periods syncing together on iCloud.
What Michelle's trying to say is earlier she was telling me about how she's on her period.
Yeah.
And I was talking about how my girlfriend is also on her period.
Oh.
And then I said that, you know, it seems like every woman in Los Angeles is on their period. It's like iCloud for blood.
Ew.
That's a lovely image.
Why didn't you think of that before?
It's more like vajayjay tissue and lining. Yeah. Didn't think I could say something grosser.
And I did.
It's like the lining of the uterine wall, little bit of blood, and an unfertilized egg.
So we think that's what should happen.
And that's what we're hoping for.
hopefully, there's an unfertilized
Phil's like,
egg.
Phil, I mean this with all love. Get sterilized,
please.
All right. The world doesn't need another little Slavic monster.
Nor do they need a Polish monster like you, Jack.
So predictions. Do we even talk about the episode?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
It's
so,
funny.
I think Michelle's just got to be kicked off.
I like Taco Bell.
So Stan buys gold, bitches at people for now. Nothing happened in this episode.
Yeah, nothing happened. Yeah, there was a bunch of jokes about.
Well, they burned. They melted down Sean Penn's Academy Award.
That's one thing that
for
happened.
Milk.
I know, it's like 3 years too late, though.
Yeah.
Usually I'm on their side, but this week didn't really do it for me. Because about 10 minutes of airtime was really just jewelry rotating.
Yeah, that was five. Still a lot.
Which was funny, but
was funny.
Who is to blame then?
Who is to blame? Everyone's to blame.
We're all to blame, especially Jack.
It was just a sad, depressing episode because it's like, all right, everyone's just wasting their time.
Yeah, calling.
No one is.
Yeah,
this episode was a statement on the futility of life.
Yeah. It was very. It was very.
It's like playing Mass Effect 3 all over again.
It was like Sartre. It was really
Sartre.
Yeah.
And what is
Sartre? I was a writing, literature, and publishing major in college.
I'm John. I know how to read, unlike Jack.
Hey, everyone look at me. I have David Foster Wallace's cock in my mouth.
Oh, yep.
Does it taste wormy?
Are you reading The Pale
dead?
King?
I tried, but it wasn't in the cards for me to finish it yet.
I see. Huh.
Well, ladies and gentlemen.
I actually can't read.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's about that time to start wrapping it up.
Okay.
Came out.
Yes. John, where can they find you?
They can find me on the Twitters at JDuganBarrett or on Tumblr via my blog, botmarrykill.tumblr.com.
I have a Tumblr, too.
Great.
Tell us about
follow me at MichelleMacedoMusic.tumblr.com and follow me on Twitter at MacedoMusic. Please, because I'm a musician and feel bad.
What do I have? Everyone look at my IMDb. There we go.
That's Jack Waz.
Yeah. It's
don't you have a Twitter?
Oh, yeah. It's Jack Waz. It's my Twitter.
Okay.
So everyone follow me.
And I don't want to be followed because I will stab you.
He will. He has.
Is that Slovak blood?
Yeah, seriously.
I mean, you live through that much genocide and you see some shit, man.
Yeah. That's very true.
Until next time. Again, just not a discussion worthy episode, really.
No.
We talked about cash for gold.
Maybe next time, South Park.
Yes. Maybe next time.
All right.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Is he really a sir?
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.